Three types of loss. The loss of one's temper in a room with absolutely nobody to catch it is a loss of time insofar as time is the only place things get lost in naturally. Losing things constantly implies a frequency of loss, which when measured is equal to the wavelength one is on in relation to the things one loses. Action that cannot be translated in loss is the only action worth remembering. Things doomed to loss meet and get lost together that much faster. All things have in common a tendency to get lost. It is only human affections that keep them in place. Then there is a person called Mr. Loss who answers house calls the same way a doctor does. He is supposed to diagnose the condition of things on the move, and by inevitably confirming everyone's worst fears, he makes the condition official. The universe gets lost and then reappears bathed in a different light. Everything has a place to get lost in, and this certainly makes that most things stay put, since one does not lose what one does not have. Most things make themselves necessary. Loss of memory after a sleepless night implies that the things one could have been dreaming about were the nails that kept those memories in place. Loss of memory at a certain point of heightened interest in the thing one can't remember proves the fact that although this is a universe of non-simultaneous phenomena, most things would like to be seen in context. Memory disregards context. It is an enemy of experience, therefore unreliable, and since basic memory is a condition of survival, I assume that we survive in spite of experience. When one forgets as a philosophy, each forgotten thing is raised to the status of a god, that is, an objective condition, and makes everyone else remember things that they haven't experienced. Some memories bring with them brand new experiences different than the original contexts in which they occurred, and thus set up the conditions for brand new memories. Most things endowed with memory die. Prenatal memory is a common property, but it is not objective. Words and pictures are the only things one can forget at leisure and look up later. What gets lost in translation reappears in disbelief. Translation is the only form of communication where loss is practiced as part of the game. Literal translations lose music, while poetic translations lose the original elements, which translate themselves into other elements, do so at the expense of energy. Fat translators are common. They feed on what they cannot translate. The conscious and the unconscious are languages in a state of translation, and their respective losses are the gods, translated in English. Most things take off their clothes. Things lost in translation band together symbiotically and haunt the world. War is an aggregate of losses through translation. The day is a literal translation. The night is a poetic translation. Energies translate without apparent loss, but the use of them makes up by being pure loss. Translation and use are in a parenthetical relationship. Fate is the necessity for translation.